The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad that you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and I hope everybody takes just a few minutes away from the NCAAs and learn a little bit about business today.
Absolutely. We hope everybody had a great St. Paddy's celebration yesterday, and we are certainly proud of the Badgers. Go Bucky, a big game this afternoon, and we hope that they can win that game.
Yeah, and I get to watch the Notre Dame game in here, so I'll be
there
careful about it.
Super. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us. Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter located here in Appleton. We're going to tell you a little bit more about our Score Chapter and what it means to you as an entrepreneur and a business owner. And we also want to introduce our guest this morning. Our guest is going to be a very interesting show. Our guests are Tony Vanderpass and Travis Vanderpass, and they own a company, Rapid3D Incorporated. We're going to learn about how the new technology works in production, manufacturing, and it's really kind of interesting, cutting-edge stuff. Mm-hmm. So we want to welcome you to the program, guys. Good morning, Tony, and good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
Glad you could make it in this morning. Tell us a little bit about your company. When did it start? What do you do? And then give us a little bit of a background on each of you so we can understand why you got into this business.
Well, Rapid3D kind of started with all of us trying to figure out how to prototype more for our designs that we have with Car Guys. We wanted to... It kind of really started, like I said, in our basement wanting to build prototypes. And once we started trying to get quotes and trying to get everything flowing through to see how it was actually done and build everything, we more came to the conclusion that...
we could do this.
Yeah, exactly. We could do this ourselves.
So in the car business, you guys are car...
Yeah, we're big car guys. Yep, we wanted to design, you know, let's say an intake manifold, and so we sent it out to some friends and family that we knew that were capable of doing this in bigger businesses.
Sure.
And when we started getting quotes back, and we were kind of shocked by the prices, and then on top of that, they wanted to cut it in like four pieces, and they wanted to be able to dumb it down. And I was like blown away, and I'm like, this is insane. This is kind of defeating the purpose. I don't want this. He basically came up to us and said, well, we'll be selling a new type of printer in the near future that is capable of printing this. You guys might be interested. And
so what's your background, Tony? What prepares you for this kind of business?
I have engineering background. I'm very heavily mechanical engineering, with engineering based on design and more manufacturing side of it. I've also self-taught a lot of new things because I always like to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it being, you know, aerodynamics, plastics, all that fun stuff.
And Travis, what about your background? What prepares you for this business?
I'm currently going to school for mechanical engineering, so I was going to be going into that sort of field anyhow, and I have a really huge interest in chemistry as well as manufacturing, so I just kind of thought it went hand in hand with, you know, additive manufacturing business.
Well, chemistry certainly fits what you're doing now.
Yes, it does.
Definitely.
Where are you located?
We are at 217 East Pacific Street in Appleton, Wisconsin. It's kind of on a dead-end road, kind of only one way to get off of it from Drew Street, but we're kind of in the basement. We kind of needed a place that was going to keep it dry, a lot of our materials. We needed something that wouldn't mind sitting at 100 degrees all day because the printer puts off a lot of heat.
Sure.
As a novice in this area, how would you kind of explain what a 3D printer really does? What I mean, everybody else, you know, we know what a printer does, but what does a 3D printer do?
3D printer basically kind of does the same thing a regular printer does, except it stacks all those on top of each other.
Okay.
So, like, if you imagine, like, instead of drawing out with a pen, if you did that same drawing but with layers of plastic. Mm-hmm. So you drew out like an outline on a layer of plastic, and then you went on top of that another layer of plastic and slowly mm-hmm. built up to have your final design. So it basically takes little cross sections mm-hmm. of your design and builds it on top of each other to get the actual finished part.
Okay, well, now we're used to things like that that are like a block or a brick. What's different with this?
Well, with this, instead of doing just something similar, something small like that, it can do intricate designs, mm-hmm. and it can do different infills. So it can have, like, the center of the part can have different structures or something inside the part where you can't really do with standard manufacturing techniques.
Okay. So a lot of that comes out to, you know, like you said, with a brick. We can put infill in it where if you were to make, you know, like, I was talking about CNC operating or computer numeric control, where they're manufacturing from a billet chunk going down. A good thing to bring up is like a football. If you were to CNC a football, you know.
Now, CNC is you go to a machine shop.
Yep.
They have a computerized drill bit.
Yep.
That moves around and starts with a block of metal or wood or plastic and carves away the excess, and you're left with a solid football.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And you do?
Well, in that case is if you wanted it, let's say, hollow, you'd have to cut it in half and then hollow it out and then fuse
Put it back together
somehow. Yeah. Well, in our case, we would print it, you know, standing up, and we'd build it straight up, hollow, doing circles, and just keep building up and up and up, and then you'd end up with a hollow football. So we're starting with significantly less waste. We're ending up with the final product you're actually wanting, and it's significantly quicker.
And mm-hmm. then you also don't have those seam lines where you had to fuse them back together because it's all one piece.
Now, the 3D printing you do does not work with metal products. It just works with plastic?
Thermoplastics. Any thermoplastic you can think of, there's unbelievable amount of blends. Almost, I think, once or twice a week we get a new email from a company saying, oh, new thermoplastic, because they're blending different blends. They're adding carbon fibers inside of it, fiberglasses to nylons, you know, to create new blends of stuff. They're adding metal powders to plastics to create, you know, actual metal parts that look like metal parts, but they don't physically hold metal.
Okay. Well, now, we work a lot with people who have ideas, products that they want to work on, and so on. You use the terminology prototype. How does a person who's looking for that, how does this help them? How does this work?
Well, with a lot of the prototyping, what we do is, before this, you were stuck with, again, bringing back up the CNCA, or, you know, creating a prototype die, which can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, now with prototyping, what we'll do is we'll take their design that they have and print them one piece and mm-hmm. spend only a couple hundred or whatever the cost might be, and then they can actually test that physically, you know, destroy it or do whatever they need to on mm-hmm. their end, or even maybe make 10 of them to test.
And you can check the tolerances. Does it
correct.
Work? What, you know, do I have to make this piece smaller, bigger, and so on? This slides into it? No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
That kind of thing?
Exactly. Okay. And by doing that, you know, they save significant time, they save a significant amount of cost, and this way it ensures that what they are seeing on their computer in a 3D model is exactly what they want now. Mm-hmm.
How long has this kind of technology been around?
Well, actually, it's been around since the mid-80s, I believe. Mm-hmm. NASA started with them, but they were kind of unpractical for personal use.
Mm-hmm.
Until really when a lot of these computer chips started becoming incredibly cheap, mm-hmm. 3D printers started really taking off in the last several years, and that's kind of where it really bloomed from there.
So you need the memory and the program to make it work.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you have a question for our guest this morning, you can call in at 281-1150 here at WHBY Studio, 281-1150. If you have a question for Tony or Travis, and we were talking about 3D printing, and you guys are really interested in automobiles, and I think you pointed out that some of the older cars where folks like to restore cars, the plastic part broke or a metal part broke, but they could make it in thermoplastic, they'll bring it to you and they'll say, can you reproduce this?
Yes.
And that's something that you really enjoy. It's cars. You like cars.
Yeah, definitely. So, one of our clients that we worked with is, you know, they restore old vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an ignition switch on an old vehicle that you cannot buy anymore, but it was broken and they wanted a new one. So we reverse engineered it with micrometers or even using 3D scanners or even taking pictures of the object. And then we'll duplicate that, print them a new part that's together or whatever, and they now have a working part for their vehicle.
Perfect. So when you guys got the idea to start this company and do this, most entrepreneurs put together some sort of a business plan. They lay it out, they look projections down on paper, cash flow, organization, and obviously you must have done a business plan. What was that experience like for you?
Well, a lot of that kind of was when we first started figuring out what we wanted to build this company. It didn't actually start as, let's build a company. It was more of, hey, let's buy this printer. After we started figuring out, well, this is an expensive printer, let's see if we can find people that, you know, have a use for it. And then that's kind of where it started building into the plan. The business plan wasn't really there for, you know, making sure the business is what we need. It was more for looking at it and saying, can this business succeed?
Can we make money on this?
Right. You know, and that's exactly how it started is, you know, we got this printer. Oh, hey, we found a niche in this industry. You know, we can print 1 meter by 1 meter objects on a huge print bed.
That's like 39 inches, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big printer.
It is a big printer. And that's kind of the nice thing is, you know, 90% of the printers out there are desktop printers that have 8-inch by 10-inch or whatever sizes.
Yeah, you have quite a bit of capacity there.
Exactly, and which helps greatly with, you know, I know it's kind of off on a segue, but mass production of stuff. You know, if you don't want to go buy a die for, you know, I don't need a million of these parts. I only need, you know, 250 of them. It's a good thing to just print 250 of them because it's going to be significantly cheaper than going to buy a minimum run of 1,000 or a million.
We have about a minute before the break, but tell us, how important was it for you to bring in professional people like attorneys and accountants?
That is probably our biggest thing that really helped us a lot. At first we thought, well, we can do it all ourselves, and we were probably managing at first. But then things started getting more complicated, and there was so much stuff that we had to keep researching to kind of find, and it was overwhelming at a point that it was so much better to just hand it off to someone that knew what they were doing.
And then you could spend your time
exactly.
making money in
yep.
the company and yep. doing what you do. Yeah. We'll come back and talk about that a little further at the end and the other side of this break. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Mary Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me, because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Tony Vanderpas and Travis Vanderpas, the brothers. And they started a really exciting company called Rapid 3D Inc. They do 3D printing with thermoplastic product, and they can create anything that's 39 inches by 39 inches by 39 inches, a big cube. It's great, and they're working out of their basement. It's an exciting startup company. We're going to get back to talking to them in just a moment. First, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. We are the Fox City SCORE chapter. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Appleton. We are about 41 or 42 years old now as a chapter, and we offer free confidential mentoring to business owners, entrepreneurs who would like to start a business. We have about 53 or 55 volunteers in our chapter, various disciplines and backgrounds, including marketing, intellectual property, legal, accounting, HR, banking, cash flow, workflow, product development, retail. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you'd like some assistance in getting your business started or growing, take advantage of opportunities, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for mentoring assistance. Hit the send button. Within 24 hours to 48 hours, someone's going to be contacting you. One of the mentors will reach out to you and schedule the first meeting. And the free confidential mentoring and SCORE are there for the life of your business. It's not just one meeting. So check us out. If you have opportunities in your business and you'd like to grow, foxcities.score.org.
And Tony, the one thing you kept saying there is it is free. So the mentoring that you receive, and not just the first time, but for as long as you want to come.
Right. So we're here this morning with Tony and Travis Vanderpas, owners and founders of Rapid3D Incorporated. We were talking before the break about how they were working on their business plan and the value and importance of getting professional assistance like accounting, legal assistance, and reaching out for those people who can bring that advice to your company, because it is overwhelming to try to do it all. You're really good at what you do, and many entrepreneurs face that dilemma. And the sooner they realize that maybe they should bring in a professional like an attorney or an accountant, the better it is for their company. They can spend more time making money in their company. How did the accountant and the attorney help you guys?
Well, at first when we were just a general partnership, it was pretty simplistic being able to do all the legal paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But once we took on investors inside the company, it was more we wanted to go, okay, let's become an incorporation. It better suit our type of business based on our legal work and everything we need.
And you're dealing with contracts. You're dealing with clients who have some pretty sophisticated contracts, attorneys themselves,
mm-hmm.
and you have to enter into agreements, contracts, invoicing, billing, and so on.
Correct.
You needed some advice to make sure you had all the I's dotted and T's crossed.
Exactly. And, you know, that's kind of where it was doing the, you know, it was more for tax time. We needed an accountant-wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were able to figure out the rest of it. But the whole legal paperwork on getting everything done with, you know, creating the business for an S-Corp and everything, it was difficult to make sure all of everything was in line. I mean, there was mass amounts of mass amounts of research that we had to do.
Sure.
And
you mentioned also, Tony and Troy, that you deal with clients who bring an idea to you and it's proprietary. Why don't you talk a little bit about the legalities of that, and you have to respect their privacy, their proprietary knowledge. How do you deal with that?
A lot of that is we do non-disclosure agreements with them. A lot of, like, sometimes, you know, you have failed prints. It could be on our side, or it could be, you know, on the printer side, there was an error inside G-code or whatever. If there was a failed print, we usually destroy it so that nobody can comprehend and see what mm-hmm. it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then also before pickup and shipping, we make sure that it's unseen, because we have a lot of people that come in to check out the facility and meet with us on stuff, and we don't want other people seeing what we have. So with that, that's more just on our side, but on mm-hmm. their side, we ensure that they're comfortable knowing that their product that they're bringing us is secure, that they don't have to worry about it getting out in the world or anything before, you know, patents are applied or whatever.
Right.
And Travis, when you were involved with this also, some of the things, of course, are the agreements that you, there's three of you in the business, right,
mm-hmm.
that you had to put together. How did that come about, and how did it help to have the professional help?
It definitely helped with the professional help, with having so many people in the business. Well, it's not a lot of people, but It just definitely helped us feel more secure that, you know, we wouldn't be, like, held accountable if one of us, you know, screwed up or anything or did something like that. We would be able to have those agreements basically put in place to kind of safeguard us if anything did happen to any one of us. And that,
so in addition to just the incorporation, you had them do operating agreements?
Yes.
That type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what do those things cover as far as just some of the odds and ends?
You know, it covers making sure that, you know, they can't just leave the company and kind of, you know, sell their stock or whatever. You know, there was a lot of legality stuff that, you know, again, we weren't 100% sure on that our lawyer helped us take care of, was able to design and figure out everything for that to make sure, you know, it runs smoothly, telling basically who's boss and who needs to, who has, you know, voting powers and all that fun stuff.
Sure. We have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Austin. Do you have a question for our guests? Good morning, Austin.
There?
Yes,
yep.
Sir.
Hi. I recently actually ordered something from Tony. I work for a local truck parts manufacturer in Manitowoc, and the service was fantastic. I really did a great job getting the parts to us, and we were in a pinch on time. We got it done over the weekend, and really thanks for the great service on that. My question was just, I work in a professional environment where we have the very expensive software at our disposal to design the parts. What would you recommend for somebody that maybe doesn't have the expensive software? Are there any solutions out there for them to design some parts to have printed?
Great question. Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, we use Autodesk products. We're very close with Autodesk Inventor, AutoCAD, and so we do a lot of preliminary drawings for ourselves because a lot of times we get people that will come in and they'll have, you know, a piece of paper, hey, I need this design, but I don't know what to do with it. So we'll take that, engineer it, and then even 3D print it if they require it afterwards.
Okay, do they need to have that kind of program themselves, or you supply that as part of your service?
Well, that's a service that we take care of.
Okay.
I mean, the programs, like he stated, are very expensive.
Yep.
And we buy the licensings for them so that we can design parts. Okay. It was a good add-on for the company to be able to handle that option.
It's almost an essential tool you need, because people are going to come in with ideas and they don't know where to go from there, but you need something to take that idea and make it look like something.
Correct.
So the person can say, that's what I'm looking at.
Correct.
Travis, how does that work as far as your engineering background then?
It works pretty well hand in hand, because I also have a very good familiarity with Autodesk, and also, like he was saying, like Austin was saying on the air, there are also some like freer versions that you can do online.
Mm-hmm.
Like Autodesk Fusion is a free program for students and entrepreneurs that they can actually download and use for free.
And I'm pretty sure Google SketchUp is still pretty active out there.
Mm-hmm. What was that again?
Google SketchUp.
Okay.
Well, we're at that time where we have to take our next break, and we'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Tony and Travis of Rapid3D Inc. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Well, welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Tony Vanderpas and Travis Vanderpas of Rapid3D Inc. We're learning about 3D printing. We're learning about the new technologies and the fantastic potential for this industry and these two guys as they build their business, which is about a year old. In the first segment, we talked to you a little bit about our SCORE chapter, or in the second segment, and now we'd like to tell you a little bit more about what the SCORE chapter does. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring, We also offer a number of seminars during the year. Randy, what's on our schedule coming up?
Well, we got a handful of stuff coming up, Tony. Again, to kind of go through about three different programs that we'd like people to know about. First of all, is going to be on April the 12th. We have a special program. It's going to have a panel of experts talking about taking your business to the next step. One of the things SCORE has been doing, of course, we're partnering with other organizations. This one is going to be in partnership with the Fox West Chamber of Commerce and also the Hortonville, Village of Hortonville itself. So we're going to be doing that. It's going to be on the 12th of April. It's from 7:30 in the morning until 9. On the panel, we're going to have one of the SCORE mentors, Bob Molitor, is going to be on there. We're also going to have Kevin Eisman from Epiphany Law. We're going to have Amy Peach from the Fox Valley Technical College. Lisa Pakula. Okay, thank you. From Coalesce, and then also
Coalesce Marketing.
Right, and Lance Schmidt from Fox River Community Bank, and they'll be talking about
Wolf
all
River
the different...
Wolf River Savings Bank.
Okay. Anyway, they'll be talking about all the different things that you need to know to get your business moving in the right directions. It is $10 registration. Go out to foxcities.score.org, and they will link you to the sign-up sheet for this particular program. There are a few seats left yet, but it's going fast, filling up very nicely.
Yep. Okay.
So that's one if you want to get your business moving. The next program we're going to be having is on the 25th of April. This is going to be in the evening at 4 o'clock. It's going to be held at the Appleton Public Library. It's called Grow Your Business with Email and Social Media, How to Get Your Business Going Using the New Tools and Technology that are Available to You. As I said, it is going to be at the Appleton Public Library at April 25th at 4 p.m. Again, foxcities.score.org. Sign up and get yourself all set for that one. And then the last program I just mentioned is structure. How do I structure my business? Should I be an LLC? Should I be a sole proprietor? Should I be an S-Corp, C-Corp? This program is going to be on May the 4th. It is going to be held at our office at the Fox Cities Chamber SCORE office. Again, it is for those of you who are thinking about getting your business started and need some help in deciding what am I, when I, what do I want to be when I grow up, really. And the program is going to be held May 4th, it'll be at 7:30 in the evening, and cover all the startup information that you might need to know as far as what kind of business you want to be. So again, that's going to have Sarah DeBruin from Legal Business Edge and Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs to be able to talk to you about all of those ideas. So again, foxcities.score.org for the information to sign up on it. Lastly, we have a big program coming up on May 3rd for everyone. It's going to be a big small business week celebration. It's going to be held out at the Breezewood Convention Center.
Ridgewood.
It's not my day today, is it?
No, you're watching a Notre Dame game.
I know, and I'm not happy. Anyway, no, it'll be out at the Ridgewood Center, and we'd ask, it's going to be in the evening on the 3rd of May. Again, if you go out to our site at foxcities.score.org, it's going to be a reception. We're going to be recognizing some outstanding small businesses in the area, and we are partnered with all four of the chambers in the immediate area. We have the Oshkosh Chamber, the Fox West, the Heart of the Valley, and the Appleton Fox Cities Chamber, all taking part with us in this program. And did I mention it is going to be free?
Yep.
But you do need to go out to foxcities.score.org, register for that particular program.
Yep.
It's going to be a great night. We're really looking forward to that.
Expecting 200 people. It's hors d'oeuvres and drinks. I guess we're giving out a drink ticket, I heard, some door prizes.
Yeah. They're
going to have a lot of fun. So, yeah, register, come on out, and meet some folks. Well, we're talking this morning with Tony Vanderpas and Travis Vanderpas at Rapid 3D Inc., and we're talking about the new technology of 3D printing. We do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Mark. Do you have a question for our guests?
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for the boys?
Well, I wanted to share an experience with them.
Sure.
I had a concept for a fastener and found Rapid 3D as a great resource to help me go from that concept to a drawing to they printed out a prototype and allowed me to tweak it and get it right right to manufacturing. And it's such a great resource that we have here in the Fox Valley versus going out blindly out on the internet and trying to find someone. That face-to-face and being able to talk to them and communicate what we need, it's a great, great resource, and I just wanted to share that.
Well, thanks, Mark. I think that's a compliment to the guys, what they've started a year ago in their business, and certainly good support for where they're going with their company.
Yes, absolutely.
And you really hit the nail on the head. It just really is so valuable and efficient to be able to sit down and talk to somebody and say,
absolutely.
Here's what I'm thinking. And they say, well, what if you tried this?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The best products come out of those conversations.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And one thing with Mark is we were able to sit down lengthy times and make out a lot of tweaks, you know, because, you know, we started with one idea and then we found issues and we started another idea and we just kept working that program and kept moving and moving down the line to more of a final design that he's very happy with and I'm very happy with, and hopefully he can get into the market where he's happy and start selling.
Well, thanks for that call, Mark. We really appreciate the comment.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, guys.
You bet. And it's really fun to be creative. When you can sit down with someone who has an idea and you can be creative with somebody, doesn't that really give you a satisfaction or gratification?
It is. It is. It's one of those nice things that specifically with that is, I'm sorry, Trev, I keep talking over my brother here, and
we'll get him in this thing.
Yeah,
don't
we'll
worry.
Get him in. Don't worry. People just like my voice more over you.
So what do you say, Trav? What do you say?
I will say I definitely like the personal aspect of working with, you know, the individual customers, and it's definitely a lot more fun, a lot more interesting, rather than, you know. I mean, obviously, we also like working with businesses as well,
mm-hmm,
and majority of our business is with other businesses, but I also like being able to go from, you know, just a person with an idea and help mm-hmm. them bring that to life and bring it to a concept and actually be able to help them with their company and help them grow.
When somebody has a question or an idea, how do they get in contact with you, Trev?
They can either do it through email or phone or text or pretty much any way through our website.
And what are those numbers?
I don't exactly remember our work phone number because we just got it recently, but on our website, www.rapid3d.net, has all of our information on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can call us anytime at 920-815-3583.
And also on that website, you get to see the smiling faces of you guys. So.
Oh, dear.
That's a nice website. So tell us a little bit about what kind of market, what customers are you looking for to grow your company? You're not excluding anyone, but you must have some idea, definition of that really good customer that you want to go after. Is it a company? Is it an individual? All of the above? What are you looking for?
Most of our customers that we really like working with are companies that are looking for like a new product to feature,
okay,
or something that they want to try differently, or they want to try to streamline their process by using something to, you know, take out a step or something,
right,
in order to make their business work more efficiently. We like being able to help with that and be able to develop.
And it really doesn't matter what industry they're in. They could be in the food industry. Mm-hmm. They could be in the manufacturing, automobile industry,
mm-hmm,
boats, electronics. It doesn't really matter. It's just a thermoplastic part that they need to be created or repaired or recreated, and that would be a great customer for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And once you get into the thought of thinking, you know, just looking around, what's all plastic or what could be plastic, I mean, the limits are limitless. I mean, everything you think of can be, I mean, we can go through polycarbonates, which are, you know, most people associate those with, like, football helmets or bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredibly strong stuff.
Okay.
And then we have, like, nylons with carbon fiber in them, which are incredibly light, incredibly strong parts. We can make things that need structural strength. And
okay,
then we can make stuff that are really high detailed for prototyping just to show off.
Even in the medical industry, you were talking in the pre-show of the hearts and organs and things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big things where 3D printing is definitely going.
Mm-hmm.
They successfully printed a 3D heart for a pig. And that pig is live and walking around.
That heart works?
Yeah, the heart works and everything.
That's unbelievable. Say, talk about your 39-inch or 1 meter table, your printing bed. Can you do one piece at a time, or can you set it up to do multiple pieces at one time on that bed? How does that work?
Well, we can do quite a few things with it. We can either like do small mass production runs. We can do like 100 pieces all printing at once, or we can have it so we can print just one job at a time. So we can use up like have one job in one corner and then move to another corner and do a different part or something like that. Or we could even have, you know, multiple materials going at the same time. We can have, you know, this part being printed in one material and then go to a different part and print that in a different material. And
you said during the break you had a 500 piece job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was on that 39 by 39 inch table.
Yep. Correct. Exactly. Yep.
And they were all being made at the same time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's it's just hard to think about that.
Yeah. We started milling in three dimensions. Again, just I relate back to this when I was in the old days, 15, 20 years ago, when they modernized the whole idea of copy and color. We used to before have to go to a person with a Heidelberg press and run 50,000 pieces to get what we needed. And they changed everything around with a color copier, and you could do 10. And that's very similar now what you can do, but in 3D, not just something you look at, but you can pick up and handle. It's a fantastic piece of technology.
So what are some of the more exciting products that you've made? You don't need to give any names or anything. Just describe some of the products that maybe really made an impact, something that you thought, oh, this is cool, we're going to do this.
Well, because we're kind of in a niche market, we have very large printers, so we get a lot of the jobs that people didn't think till now, seeing our website, that, oh, I can't get this printed. Now they're saying, oh, I can get this printed. So we're getting some very bizarre-looking parts where they need a significant amount of support, and they're just, you look at it, and you're just like, holy crap. And then you know... we're tackling these parts and we're printing them and they're coming out phenomenal.
I think you want to do that as holy plastic.
And so it's coming out phenomenal.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So when you get into, you know, these very intricate designs, I keep saying that because it is all these new designs that companies are coming out with. They're finding ways to incorporate multiple things for this one piece now. Any way to save money inside their business, they're coming with very unique parts.
So the products that you produce, Trav, do you make them different colors? Do you make them different textures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do plenty of things with colors. We can either dye it afterwards and dye it any color you want, or they also have pre-manufactured filaments that have colors in
that
them.
That color in it.
Yep. Yeah. So we can do, and or also majority of our materials can be painted with usually like automotive paints. You can just use a little bit of filler and smooth it down and then paint it any color you want, or we can send it to like an artist and have it professionally detailed or whatever you'd
like. I know that some inventors have things like vents that they might make a vent for the venting a bathroom fan or something. And there has to be a certain texture to that fan, the vent. It can't be rough. It can't be really, really smooth. So you can manufacture to the desired texture. So they don't have to go back and rough it up.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted, like, let's say a golf ball where it has the little ribs.
Dimples in it.
We could print that.
That's Randy's game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He puts smiles on golf balls.
Yes, yeah. I have a very happy golf balls.
That's what I do. And then they go swimming when I hit them.
So, of course.
But your business is so unique, and you're working out of your basement. Tell us again how folks can get a hold of you if they want to contact you and talk about an idea they have, or if they have a product that they'd like you to make for them. How do they get a hold of you?
The best way is to email us through our website. That is usually the best way, because if you already have a product that you want made, that usually saves a lot of the costs of the engineering side.
Yep.
So if you already have a design part already made, it's very simple for us to convert it.
Can you work, if they have a computer design already, can they give you that program?
Yep, that's a lot of what we already do, because a lot of the businesses...
You can put that in that machine then.
Yep, a lot of our businesses that we work with already have these designs, because they usually have engineering departments already.
Sure.
And they'll have that design already made, and then they'll usually just email it to us, or we have a quote section on our website where they can just drop it on there and it comes right to me.
And what's your website again?
www.rapid3d.net.
Okay. Okay. Three is a number three.
Three is in the number three, correct.
Okay. And if they email you, how do they do that?
It's tony@rapid3d.net or travis@rapid3d.net.
Got it. Well, thanks, guys. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll finish up our program. We're talking this morning with Travis and Tony Vanderpas of Rapid 3D Incorporated, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking with Tony and Travis Vanderpas of Rapid3D Incorporated. Before we get back to them, we just want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring you the program each weekend. Without those sponsors, we couldn't bring you this show. And we want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union, who's been a great sponsor for our program. We really appreciate all their support. Alberts and Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling's in the throes of his tax season right now, so he comes up for air once in a while. But we want to thank Kurt and his staff for their support. Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin and her staff. Also want to thank Byline Bank, Tundraland, Brian Gottlieb at Tundraland, a sponsor of BizTalk, and also Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski in Oshkosh. Candeo Creative is a great firm. They built our website for biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to this show again or listen to pre-recorded programs, we archive them. It's biztalkwithscore.com, so thanks, Zach, for your support. Also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader of the Business News for helping to promote our program, BizTalk, in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, it's going to keep you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader for their support of BizTalk. Guys, when we talk about your company and everything, we've talked about what you do, the technology, how exciting it is, the potential for so many people to take advantage of the 3D printing you have on that 39-inch by 39-inch bed. That's a big bed. And you can manufacture 500 little pieces at one time. How do you market? What is the marketing like? You're learning as you're going. You started out doing some radio ads, but you're finding that there's a different way to market. How do you do that?
Most of our marketing has been mostly social media,
okay.
A lot of social media, and also a lot of word of mouth. That's been a good one, too. We've been getting a lot of like referrals from other companies that liked what we'd done, and they referred us to other companies and gotten a lot of business that way as well. But also we've been working a lot on SEOs and search engine optimizations,
mm-hmm.
and to get our website up in the Google listing. So if you actually search 3D printing Appleton, we'll actually show up right there in the front.
Yeah, on the social media, which platform do you use most?
We use Facebook most, because that's kind of more our digital area where we are. But we do have a Twitter, and I think we have another ones, but they're less active.
Okay, did both of you work on those, or you one of you do it? Or
actually, that would be our third partner.
Your third
Drew.
Partner, okay.
Yep.
All righty.
So the analytics of that social media are very powerful. You can track how many people visit, mm-hmm. where they go, how long they spend on what page. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that trending up as you get more and more into your social media?
Definitely. A lot of it is shown on. I mean, we're in a digital age. Everyone. Sure. When you have a question or something, you think, oh, I'm going to go and Google it quick.
Yeah.
Or,
Google replaced the word encyclopedia.
Exactly. So, in order to stay ahead with that, and just like we're doing with our 3D printing, staying ahead of the curve of everything, we needed to go the multimedia way and figure, we need to go on the internet and show
Share with us one more time. How do folks get a hold of you so that they can contact you? I know there's some people listening out there who have had this little idea that they want to maybe bring it to market, and they want to talk to you.
Yep.
And how do they reach you?
Well, you can call us anytime at 920-815-3583, or you can also email us at travis@rapid3d.net or tony@rapid3d.net.
Great day.
Well, this is the part of the show now where I get to ask each of you to give us a very quick biz tip. So what would you want to pass on to people who are starting their business? Tony, you want to go first?
Yeah. I guess the biggest thing that really helped us the most was getting that outside help, getting a lawyer to take care of your business, and getting an accountant to make sure everything's right. Spend that money for that, because it is needed. That way you can focus on your business and make sure it's success. Because they also guide you properly through that as well.
Okay. Travis, what would your tip be?
My tip would be to always stay encouraged. Don't let your downfalls discourage you. Because, every business will have, bumps in the road. Just don't let that discourage you and keep going, and definitely use the support from friends and family to keep you going.
Okay, and then we can have fun doing it, too.
Always.
Great. That's a great way to do it. Okay.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in this morning. It was a very interesting show, very exciting. We hope you get a lot of calls in the next few weeks. And good luck to you in growing your business.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Next week, our guest is going to be Sarah DeBruin, Legal Business Edge. We're going to be talking legal things and looking at contracts, intellectual property work, and all those other good things. We want to wish the Badgers good luck this afternoon in the game. Go Bucky. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.